Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of April 2017, and this is the 568th Moll Out Loud podcast. I can hear as I'm speaking that this is quite echoey. I'm in the bell tower. I've just done an hour and a half of Qigong, and I'm feeling pretty limber and calm, which is always a really lovely outcome of my Monday afternoon practice. And now it's bell ringing. Well, not quite now. I've got another half hour to talk to you and to eat my evening meal up here in the ringing chamber. I'm finding it a little bit difficult to be unplugged again. I really noticed that I'd got into quite a good cycle this last week of not being online. Sometimes it takes me a bit of time to get used to it, you know, not especially in the evenings when I might normally be listening to something as I wash up or eat or do any number of householdy things, but I haven't been. It's been very quiet when I've been at home. Maybe part of the reason that it's been so smooth this time is that I've actually spent not very many evenings at home on my own. So maybe that wasn't a very good test. Anyway, it is really nice to be talking to you, and I'm just having a little bit of a slow start to it. I would normally on a Monday be recording this around lunchtime because my afternoons and my evening are a bit jam-packed, and I'm never quite sure when I get to the ringing chamber whether there will already be someone waiting outside to be let in. And then it's a bit difficult to record a podcast. I did mention before I unplugged that I was going to not be taking time off really, but be concentrating on the novel and on this timeline, which I have been doing. I've been quite stuck several times. But I've sort of persevered. I've decided that, or kind of realised that, at times like this, my novel feels like a head of deadlocked hair, and I need to untangle it. And the only way to do that is to just start at one point and untangle that and ignore the rest until that bit's untangled. So I'm doing that a bit at the moment, and there's still quite a lot of untangling to do. And this is a shorter week for the novel because it'll be Murmurs of Moll again this week. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back with you, and I'm trying to plan this week quite carefully because I've been called up for jury duty starting next week, and I'm really not used to not being my own mistress during the day, and I will need to get quite a few different things organised before I go. I'm not just cancelling things, but just making sure things are open, finding a good time to talk to you, and finding a good time to do other things as well. So it's strangely structured. It's a bit like going away, and I suppose in a way it is going away, being away from home all day, every day. And it'll be both interesting and probably very tedious as well. I know that I've been called up before, and most of it is really sitting in a waiting room, so you may as well be in emergency, except Maybe the human interest isn't quite there for most of the time until you're called into court, or in case you are called into court. So that's me now and for the coming week, and well, I shall let you know next week as how I'm going. Of course, I won't be able to talk about any cases, but just how I can live my life in a different space and in a different way. Very, very healthy. The other thing that happened at the end of last week was I had a birthday, and it's felt like a real turning point to me. I've become eligible for a pension, which I'm treating as a lifelong writing stipend, and I feel very excited that that's happened, and incredibly relieved, and very, very lucky. And so, yes, it does. I have a completely different sense of what I'm doing. It somehow feels as if I've now got license to write, and for some weird reason, for the last few years, I've felt guilty about writing. And I'll be very interested to see how that liberation affects the way I write. And I'm very excited about that. I do hope that you've had a great week this last week while I've been away, and have had breakthroughs or enjoyments or thoughts, or have been engaged with your projects, and have been able to be gentle with yourselves. And I hope the same is true for today. I hope that you've had a really, really lovely day if you've had it already, and that you have a lovely, lovely day if you haven't had it yet. And I urge you, if you are feeling guilty about your creative work, what can I urge you? I mean, I've been urging myself for years to feel good about it. And I just think that whatever it is that you're doing is the most important thing. Thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.